According to two recent reports, Arizona has the fourth highest per capita imprisonment rate in the country. To combat this statistic, a study from the ACLU recommended a shift in drug policy, an increase in alternatives to incarceration, and more attention on the front end of the system to decrease racial disparities. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins has reviewed another similar report on imprisonment. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What's the background on this new study?
A group called Forward.us is out with a report of the causes for Arizona's high imprisonment rate. It's a 501c4 nonprofit that says it's dedicated to reforming the country's criminal justice and immigration systems. Their analysis is based on 30 years of records from the Arizona Department of Corrections, which that is, as someone who requests records, that is a large amount of data to be able to work with. And they found that there are two main drivers for this high imprisonment rate: people being sent to prison for nonviolent crimes for their first felony conviction, and people staying in prison for a very long time compared to other states.
And what kinds of crimes are these people we're talking about committing?
Well, similar to the ACLU report, the Forward.us report found that drug offenses are a huge part of this equation, Steve. They found the annual number of nonviolent offenders admitted to Arizona prisons has gone up 80% since the year 2000, with drug possession being the number one crime. The study notes that Arizona is the only state where any amount of marijuana possession can be charged as a felony. Felicity Rose is director of research and policy for Forward.us. She says they also focused on the effects of Proposition 301, which was passed in 2006 and has had a huge impact on the prison population.
It used to be that in Arizona, all first and second time drug possession offenders would be put on treatment or sentenced to some alternative in the community. But Proposition 301 actually changed that specifically for what Arizona calls dangerous drugs, which is primarily meth, and has made it so that people could go to prison on their first or second offense for that crime. And the result is that the number of people going to prison for possessing dangerous drugs has shot through the roof.
The report also focused on the cost of incarcerating so many people in Arizona. Back in February, the Arizona Department of Corrections presented its fiscal year 2019 budget request to the legislature. They asked for more than $1 billion, and that's a huge number. The report says taxpayer spending on ADC has increased by $280 million annually since fiscal year 2000. The report points out that if Arizona reduced imprisonment levels to match those of our neighbors, like Nevada, where they have a similar crime rate, we could be saving tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
Wow. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.